KBMW.
And good morning. We are back. 9:39. Got a rain snow mix. Kind of looks like that might be the order of the next couple of days. By the way, Minnesota Twins baseball, their regular season opener that they had scheduled for Target Field tomorrow, forget about it. They've called it off, and that'll be held on Friday. Well, our talk around continuing here. It is National Public Health Week going on this week. So we got the folks from Richland County Public Health in because there is so much that they do, so much ground to cover. And I've got Gene Smith and Carol Lee with us today, nurses from Richland County Public Health. Celebrating Public Health Week, Gene, we'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about some of the programs that you work with.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Bill. Well, first I'll talk about Women's Way.
Okay.
Women's Way is, first it's been around for more than 20 years. It's the North Dakota's Breast and Cervical Cancer Screening Program for North Dakota women who age and income qualify. Our target group is for this program is for 40 to 64 year old women, with the exceptions of the younger women, like 21 to 39 year old, who may need either a PAP or who have a breast concern.
Okay. And Gene, let me ask you this too, because as you're talking about this, I'm wondering, do other states have programs like Women's Way, or is this just something with us?
Well, actually, every state has some program like Women's Way. Like in Minnesota, it's called the SAGE program, and in South Dakota, it's called All Women Count. So every state has some program for women. We might have some different guidelines, but we basically all pay for the same kind of things, like an annual mammogram and exams, mm-hmm. something like that. Sure.
So as far as providers, Gene, do you give women a choice as to which provider they can see?
You know, that's the nice thing about Women's Way in North Dakota. As long as her provider is in North Dakota, she can see her own provider when it works with her schedule.
Boy, that is nice. And let's talk a little bit about insurance, too. What if a woman has insurance? Can she still be on Women's Way?
Yeah. So a lot of people think, oh, since you have insurance, maybe you don't qualify. But North Dakota realizes that a lot of insurance companies have high deductibles or high copay, and or they don't pay for preventative services.
Right.
Well, Women's Way realizes that, and they still want you to be on the program. What happens is they bill insurance first, goes towards your deductible, and Women's Way would pick up the balance. And besides paying for the mammogram and the exam, Women's Way also has a promotion where after your visit, after your screening, and after we've paid for that, we also thank you by sending you a $25 Walmart gift card as a way of saying thank you for getting your screenings done. So the main message that North Dakota wants to send is preventative screenings pay. It's getting far better results, getting your concerns found early than later.
Gene, this is an incredible program. You have to be pleased to be at the head of something like this.
I know, right? I've been involved with this Women's Way program practically my entire public health career, and it truly is one program that is designed to help North Dakota women get their screenings completed with dignity and respect. So if anyone listening would like more information about this wonderful program called Women's Way, please call me at Richland County Public Health. I'd love to visit more about the Women's Way program and the enrollment process, all of that.
Phenomenal program for women. All right, now I got to ask, anything available for men?
Well, you know, funny thing, over the years, I've been promoting this Women's Way program, and a lot of people have asked, okay, what programs do you have for men? Well, okay, we've come through. How about a colonoscopy? Recently, we've received funding for a colonoscopy grant, but it's not just for men. It's for both men and women. We follow the same income guidelines as for Women's Way, and the target age is 45 to 64, both, again, for men and women, with or without insurance. And we've actually partnered with a local clinic here, Essentia Health Clinic here in Wahpeton, and they've been wonderful to partner with. They can schedule pretty quickly. And even if you're not a patient of Essentia, they can send the provider or your provider the results. So okay. It's pretty easy. So there you go, man. If you need a colonoscopy, call me.
Fantastic. Now, are there any other programs, Jean, that you have for men's and women's health?
Sure. Yep, we do. Got to talk about our family planning program. Here in Richland County, we've had the family planning program since 1973, serving both men and women.
Okay. And what kind of services do you offer with that?
Well, besides education and counseling, we offer annual exams, birth control methods, and STD testing. So once a month, we contracted with a nurse practitioner from Fargo Cass Family Planning. So she comes down to do procedures and exams. We also offer telemedicine visits. So if a client doesn't want to wait for that once a month visit, we can schedule a telemedicine visit and get her started on a birth control method whenever it's convenient with her schedule.
Okay. And as far as birth control, and I know we've talked about this before, Jean, what kind of birth control do you offer at the clinic?
Well, we have a really good assortment of birth control. We have a wider range of pills. We have the depot shot, emergency contraceptive like Plan B. We have long-term contraceptives like the IUDs and contraceptive rings. Just because we've been hearing a lot that many insurance companies are not paying for birth control, and that's where our family planning clinic can help. We get a lot of birth control. We can offer a lot of birth control methods very reasonably, and we get a lot of our referrals from local providers knowing that we can give their patients their method of choice at a far cheaper rate than anywhere else.
Well, and I'm sure people, too, have questions about income guidelines for family planning. How do you qualify for that?
Right. So clients are charged for services and methods according to their household income and family size. We can also bill insurance and Medicaid, and donations are also always accepted. But inability to pay is never a barrier for someone receiving services or if they want it or need through Family Planning Clinic. So what I'm trying to say is if you want to come to our Family Planning Clinic and you think things are too expensive, we will work with you. So, and one thing that when Carol and I were visiting, and she didn't know this, you don't have to be a resident of North Dakota to participate in the Family Planning Program either. And, you know, right. Carol and I have been working together for a long time, and we were visiting about this, and she didn't know that. So you can always learn something.
Fantastic. Jean, and again, all the bases that just you cover over there at Richland County Public Health, you've had a great career over there. You need to take a bow and pat yourself on the back, definitely.
Yeah, it's been a great 22 years. I've learned a lot, and it's been a wonderful career.
Fantastic. Well, let's turn it over to Carol, the immunization coordinator at Richland County Public Health. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you in here.
Thank you.
And let's talk about vaccines, like what type of vaccines we're going to be talking about today.
Okay. There's so many vaccines that I'm just going to focus on two today because that would take me all day.
Sure.
Today I'm going to be talking about a new pneumonia vaccine, and then the shingles vaccine.
Sure.
There's a new pneumonia vaccine. It's pneumococcal 20 or Prevnar 20, or it may be referred to as PCV 20. This vaccine protects against 20 different types of microorganisms of the most common types of pneumonia.
Okay. And as far as people who should get this vaccine, Carol, who should be receiving this?
Okay. Well, they're recommending this for ages 65 and older who have not received any pneumonia vaccine. They can get a single dose of the Prevnar 20 vaccine. But even if you've had another type of pneumonia vaccine, because there's a couple other ones out there, mm-hmm. they recommend that you get the Prevnar 20 at least 1 year after the other pneumonia vaccine.
Okay.
This vaccine's also recommended in adults ages 19 to 64 if they have certain high-risk medical conditions.
So, Carol, what makes it so important to receive this vaccine?
Well, most pneumonia infections are mild. However, some you can have, they can develop into long-term problems such as brain damage, hearing loss, meningitis, or full-blown pneumonia.
Okay, so as far as restrictions, is there anybody who should not receive this vaccine?
Well, with just like with all vaccines, if you've had a severe allergic reaction after a previous dose of any pneumococcal vaccine or any vaccine containing diphtheria, such as tetanus, then you should not receive this vaccine. People with minor illnesses, such as a cold, can be vaccinated. But if you're running a temp and you're not feeling very well, then you should probably delay it.
Okay. And let's talk side effects. Are there any side effects from this vaccine?
Yeah. Well, the most common side effect with almost any vaccine may be a sore arm, and that can happen with the pneumonia vaccine as well, with some redness and swelling. And we just recommend that they use an ice pack.
Okay. And insurance-wise, does Medicare insurance cover this?
Yes. Medicare Part B, as in boy, does cover this insurance 100 or covers this vaccine 100%. And other insurances also will cover it, as long as there's 12 months or 1 year between the previous pneumonia vaccine.
Okay. And we keep hearing a lot more and more about shingles. Carol, what can you tell us about the shingles vaccine?
Well, this is kind of one of the best kept secrets. There's a new shingles vaccine that's been around since 2017. It's called Shingrix, and that's recommended for adults ages 50 years and older, whereas before the other shingles vaccine was recommended for ages 60 and older.
Okay.
Studies found that the other shingles vaccine, the old one, which was called Zostavax, provided little to no immunity after 10 years. So they developed the new shingles vaccine called Shingrix, which provides up to 90% protection. They no longer make the Zostavax vaccine anymore. And the new Shingrix vaccine, it's a two-dose series, 2 to 6 months apart. And there is no live virus in the new shingles vaccine.
Okay. And you mentioned for adults 50 years and older, wasn't the other vaccine for those over 60 years?
Yes. The other one was for 60, but they did studies on this one for ages 50 and older. And so the moral of the story is get it before you turn 65, because most Medicare Part D plans, D as in dog, mm-hmm. don't always cover that vaccine.
Okay.
So get it before you turn 65. They say that there's a better immune response when you get the shingles vaccine at a younger age. And they're also now recommending the shingles vaccine in adults who are 19 and older who have a weakened immune system. However, should check with their insurance on coverage for 19 to 49.
Okay. Question. What if I've already had shingles disease or have had the first shingles vaccine?
Okay. Good question. Well, people who've had shingles in the past, they are still recommended to get the new shingles vaccine because studies have shown that people are getting shingles more than once. So they do recommend the new shingles vaccine called Shingrix. It's also recommended even if you've had the old shingles vaccine called Zostavax. So even if you've had the old one, then you can get the new one. So some people may end up with three shingles vaccines.
Okay. So side effects from this vaccine. Talk about that.
Okay. Well, just as with most vaccines, a sore arm is to be expected. Studies have found that in 17% of the people who get the vaccine, they may be tired and have flu-like symptoms after the second dose of the vaccine. However, if that was me, I guess I would rather have minor side effects from a vaccine for one day than to be ill with shingles for days or weeks.
Absolutely. So Carol, when do you offer these vaccines at Public Health?
We offer vaccines by appointment Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30 at the Richland County Health Department, located on the second floor of the Law Enforcement Center. And so you can just call us at 701-642-7735 if you'd like to schedule your vaccine.
Fantastic. Boy, talk about some great useful information here. Carol, Jean, we're out of time, but thank you both so much for stopping by and being a part of the morning show. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's National Public Health Week. We're going to be hearing more tomorrow and Friday from Richland County Public Health. It is 9:53 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.